Languages around the world and how they relate to society have been under the spotlight at the SS18 Sociolinguistics Symposium at Southampton. Head of Modern Languages and event organiser, Professor Claire Mar-Molinero, says there's much to talk about.
Basically, it is what the word suggests. It is linguistics, i.e. the study of language, applied to the socio, i.e. to society. So really, any way in which language impacts on, interconnects with society can be, in some senses, described as sociolinguistics. Where I think it's changed, that development I'm talking about, is that perhaps we used to be a bit restrictive in how we interpreted that and would really think only of the actual body of language itself and in society, whereas now we're much more interested in broader ideas like policy on language and attitudes to language and a much wider idea of what we mean by language.
The keynote speakers reflected the spectrum of current debate in sociolinguistics. Professor Alistair Pennycook from the University of Technology in Sydney is fascinated by how languages have developed over the centuries in ports.
Port cities have always been very multilingual spaces. I've been looking back at part of the history of places like Malacca in Malaysia and Cochin in Kerala in South India. I mean, you look at them, for hundreds and hundreds of years, they've been cities that have been trading cities where you've had Arabs, Indians, Javanese, Burmese, Thai, huge numbers of people passing through before the Europeans got there. And then you got the overlay of European buildings, languages, cultures, and so on.
And continuing the transnational theme, Professor Raj Mistry at the University of Cape Town researches how Indians who migrated to South Africa combine knowledge of languages in their new homeland with their traditional tongues.
Linguists today accept the term heritage language, meaning the language of one's heritage, which one may speak to varying degrees of competence and fluency. But on the whole, amongst younger people, it is mostly English. In some terrains, it might be the Dutch derivative called Afrikaans. And in rural areas, Indians have had to learn the majority language like Zulu or isiXhosa, which is well known as a major language of the country, of the ruling political party, and of Nelson Mandela. So there's all kinds of adaptations, but Indians, wherever possible, try and get their children to get a brief education in the rudiments of their home languages.
Papers and panels covered a wide range of subjects. Mike Kelly, professor of French at Southampton, chaired a discussion about languages in war.
You need to know what your friends are doing and you need to know what your enemies are doing. It's a real challenge because language tends to be a lot more complex than military planners reckon on. So what we've tried to identify is the key issues that now need to be addressed by military bodies, by justice agencies, by people involved in, particularly in peacekeeping, so that they can more effectively make the connections with the local population, can develop more effective intelligence about what's going on the ground.
What did the delegates think of SS18?
It's quite a different experience than conferences we attend in the United States. It has more of an international flavor. I mean, there are several scholars from Europe that we read about or we read their works, and here we get a chance to finally meet them.
It has been very interesting so far and met a lot of new people. I'm doing my own study about hip-hop, so naturally other hip-hop papers as well have interested me.
This is very well organized. And second thing is meeting people and knowing different things.
I had my poster presentation yesterday and got really good feedback.
It's been very good. So I enjoyed the session that I was involved in because there were other people of similar topics, and I also enjoyed very much the speech by Marie-Louise Pratt.
It's going very well, I think. The sunshine makes the outdoors work. Here we are outside talking in the open space and it works. It makes it quite congenial. And thematically, I think the conference is going down a storm.
It's my first paper I've given at a conference, so it was a bit nerve-wracking, but I'm glad I did it.
Well, basically for us, it's just like coming to a place where all the biggest names from the whole world in sociolinguistics come together all at once. So it's pretty much like people watching.
Academics, students and people watchers alike will be packing their bags for Berlin. The next symposium will be in 2012.